This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live, kicking off the third hour. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. You are free to call in and talk live here with us. Welcome. Let's go right to the phones. We've got Jet calling from the Great Northwest, listening on YouTube. Jet, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. Hi. You know that I appreciate you, right?
Thank you.
Yeah, I do. I've been with you guys probably since near the beginning.
Darn near it. Near the syndicated beginning, that's for sure.
At one point, let's see, about 10 years ago, I was amping about $80 a month, something like that. But that went away from different reasons. But I wanted to, you know that I typically call them something similar, and that is my ongoing quest to nullify governments, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so I've tried to come up with different strategies, different methodologies to be able to communicate to other people. And first of all, I'd like to start out with how governments are created. And that is a group of people get together and in a room or whatever, and they repeat something similar to this. We hereby grant ourselves the right, power, and authority to grant ourselves rights, powers, and authorities. So it's all this sorcery and magic that goes on.
Pretty much.
So I came up with this idea probably a couple weeks ago that, you know how I'm always saying how you should talk about individuals and not about the collective things like government, states, societies, that kind of thing.
I should call it people in government as opposed to government.
Yeah. But so I've come up with maybe a monetary scale that I want to introduce to you, the idea that I would pay you a dollar every time you said something similar to these people calling themselves whatever are just other people, other humans who have absolutely no right to do anything that you or I may not do.
Is there a shorter word for that? Because that would get very lengthy and then tie up conversations a lot.
Well, these people calling themselves the state of New Hampshire or whatever it is, and that would qualify, or are you saying that...
Right, but the local Keene cop doesn't call himself state of New Hampshire. He calls himself local cop.
Yep.
Yeah. No, the most important part of the sentence or the introduction, and it's something that Ian did, I think even last night, it was pretty cool. I was just falling off my chair. But it's that who have absolutely no right to do anything that they do or that you and I may not do. That's right. The important part, that we communicate that these people have usurped these positions and they're just other people and have absolutely no right to do anything that they do. So that's the part. And if you can kind of work that in, I'll pay you a dollar in regular dollars or crypto for something like that. But if you use the generic term, government, state, society, that kind of thing by itself, then I take away a dollar.
You're going to have to keep the accounting going.
That sounds like a lot of math.
I don't mind because I listen every day. And then, of course, the way you hit the zero is by saying the people calling themselves blah, blah, blah. Anyway.
So hit the zero. What does that mean precisely?
In other words, you're not winning or losing.
He will neither add or subtract
the people calling themselves. Okay. See, I always felt like that was what you were trying to communicate from the very beginning. Let's just say the people calling themselves X.
Well, that was initially, but then I could never get you guys to do that. You'd say it maybe when I was talking to you, but then it would just kind of go away as the night went on.
One of the things that one wants to do when one's doing live radio is that one wants to shorten up what you say as quickly as you can. Yep. And, you know, saying terms like government is significantly easier than saying the people calling themselves the United States federal government have, you know, said X or Y.
My point has always been that there is no such thing as local, state, and federal governments. They're just people. Now, if you want to say the gang calling themselves or the mafia, or use other terms like that, derogatory terms, when referring to this thing we call government, that's a different thing. We can talk about that. But the main thing to broadcast are these people are just other people. They don't have any right, absolutely, anywhere.
No extra rights. They've got rights. Their rights are equal to ours. And then they can't, but you know, they can't hire somebody who then goes about and doing extra things. So, for instance,
from a moral standpoint,
correct.
But
they do.
You know, from the legal standpoint, the guy that is, you know, given the title Mayor of Keene, he gets to hire the police chief, and then I think the city council winds up saying, yes, we like your choice of police chief. And then the police chief gets to hire people to be police officers, and those people will do the things that the mayor says to do. And the judge in the local court, he will wind up upholding the things that those officers do. So in their system, you know, they perceive that they have these extra rights, and if you try to make this argument to the local judge, it's no longer Judge Burke, I forget the judge's name now, but if you try to make this argument to the local judge, they will wind up saying, contempt of court, bailiff, arrest that man.
That's very nice. That's very nice. But what we're trying to get across here are ways to change people's minds to nullify it. So let me define what is legal and what's not for you. Legal simply means that a group of people, strangers, got together and had an opinion.
Oh, I'm well aware of that.
They then hired thugs to force that opinion upon the rest of us. So these are the things that need to be communicated, not to support anything at all having to do with their so-called power. In other words, not to give them 1 ounce of any power, because they're just other flesh and blood sinners, and they don't deserve, you know, to do whatever they do. And it just bugs the crap out of me that anybody gives them any credence at all. And once you come to this place in your mind where you see them and talk to them and refer to them as just other people, that's when things change. That's when countries change. That's when borders change.
So cops leave you alone? They don't wind up giving you speeding tickets?
No, he's talking about societal level.
I approach police in a different manner. I mean, the first time, you know, they come up to you, I say, how may I help you? Because obviously they've turned on their lights and things because they need my help for something, you know, and typically because
they are trying to get your attention.
And I never answer their questions. You know, whatever they say, whether you're coming from or what, never answer those. I don't say I don't answer questions. I just talk about different things like, hey, so how's it going tonight, that kind of thing. But anyway, that's what I want to get across, that if we can somehow broadcast this concept, and you can shorten it up as much as you can, that these are just other people have absolutely no right to do anything that they do that you or I may not do. I mean, find the shortest way possible. But that's the thing that Ian went off on a rant last night, and that was really cool. Anyway, just wanted to pass that on. Use derogatory terms. Do not give any deference at all to anybody calling themselves government, state, legislators, governors.
Do you think that's why the cop trainer called in and started to, you know, do his little shtick where, hey, driving on the road, there's no, it ain't in the Constitution.
That was amazing, wasn't it? It's like, I don't see anywhere in the Constitution where you have a right to pick your nose. I mean,
Ninth Amendment. Just because you've not listed that I have the right doesn't mean that I don't have the right.
I understand. And that's basically
what
I told him.
It's hard to believe that people actually think that way, that somehow, well, first of all, the Constitution was nullified by the Civil War, never re-ratified during whatever they call it, construction. It turned out that the corporation was formed, which meant bankrupt in 1933. We're working under administrative law, which is simply the rule of the barrel of a gun, and it's all usurpation, and it doesn't need to continue.
It's always been the rule of a barrel of a gun. That's why George Washington sent the militia after the tax protesters.
Yeah, I tend to think that they still pay deference to the Constitution, but they don't pay any attention to it. Anyway, thank you for the call, Jed. I appreciate it, and I'm gonna try my best.
All right.
Free Talk Live.
Give it a try. Thank you.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Zencash is now Horizon. Horizon is a privacy platform built on zero-knowledge technology with a decentralized secure node architecture. The Horizon platform enables real-life uses beyond currency, including the ability to privately chat with other people. Soon, Horizon will enable you to publish information and go anywhere on the web, all with complete privacy. Horizon, bringing privacy to life. Learn more at horizon.global. HORIZEN.global.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Yeah!
Talk Live. It's live Sunday edition. Mark with you.
And Daryl.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveAtPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved on average 15% for a combined $4 million using BTC. And now you can use Bitcoin Cash to fund your account. You can save between 5 and 33% on things that you're going to buy anyway through Amazon when you shop using SaveAtPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. They've actually got videos over there at SaveAtPurse.com to help you with it. SaveAtPurse.com. Let's go to Kyle calling in from Illinois. Listen on the radio. Kyle, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey.
Hey, can you hear me, Kyle?
Yeah.
Okay. What's
you're on the radio. Go ahead. You're on the radio. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I was just calling in asking your opinion on the shooting that happened in Jacksonville, Florida today.
I heard about it. Somebody called in about it, but I can't say I know any of the facts as far as a shooting, other than people died.
Yeah, what I heard was apparently it was a competitor who got mad at another team because he lost and then decided to...
What kind of competitor?
It was some kind of video game tournament.
It was a Madden, it was a football game.
Okay. Well, it seems like a stupid reason to go crazy, but it looks like...
Most of the time when people wind up shooting other people, it's a stupid reason.
Yeah, most of the time. There's some YouTuber recent, I think today, that decided to run the opposite direction on the freeway at 100 miles an hour, killed two people and himself. So, you know, world's full of nuts. I don't know what to say. Kyle, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 855-450-3733.
So when you say this YouTube guy was running the opposite, like he was driving the opposite way, or like he just started
committing
suicide on the street?
Yeah, he committed suicide by taking a vehicle and driving.
Okay, he was driving.
He was not running at 100 miles an hour.
Oh, I didn't hear the 100 miles an hour. I 100 just heard running the opposite way.
Yeah. So, you know... I don't know. I don't want to sound callous, but when you got this many people around, some of them are going to commit suicide. It's a YouTuber McSkillet killed in crash after driving a McLaren. Wow. Somebody ought to kill him for destroying this beautiful car. He's dead. Yeah, on a California highway in the wrong direction, police say.
Can't say I've ever heard of the guy, but... Everybody's got a YouTube channel now. So
I'm a YouTube star now, right? I mean, everybody's a YouTube star.
Slapping YouTuber before something doesn't necessarily mean he was famous.
Yeah, vlogger Trevor Heitman, 18, was driving his McLaren supercar at more than 100 miles per hour in the wrong direction when it collided with a Hyundai SUV in which a mother and daughter were traveling, according to officers. All three died following the impact.
Horrible.
Yeah, it's horrible. The world's messed up. Speaking of cars, let's talk to Sarah calling in from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, yes. What a way to end the life. Auto crashes.
Yeah, it's terrible.
I just wanted to mention that, you know, all of our surrounding states, like Texas, Utah, Colorado, Arizona, they all have red light cameras. And the funny thing is, our state has no red light cameras whatsoever. And
all right.
I just think it's very peculiar.
Surrounding countries to the United States have kangaroo courts and high debt and crappy freedom ratings on things like that. I mean, just because somebody's doing something doesn't mean that it's a good idea, right?
Why would they have these things? Like, you know,
revenue.
Their economy.
The answer is revenue.
It's all about revenue, Sarah.
All about the money.
We've tried explaining this to you numerous times.
Yeah, let me try it. It's the cheddar. right? Like they want to rob people who drive cars, and the vast majority of people drive cars. So this is essentially
a tax. Sarah doesn't like cars.
I know she doesn't. But
which is why she doesn't mind that people that drive cars and make a legal right-hand turn at certain intersections still wind up getting tickets as if they have somehow violated some rule of the road.
That does happen with red light cameras, but probably the worst thing with red light cameras is that people
become increased accidents because people slam on their brakes.
Yeah, people become used to them. They slam on their brakes. They get rear-ended. Some of the people who get rear-ended at high speed. Some of the people who get rear-ended at high speed die. So red light cameras kill.
Wait a minute. But all the other states, they got more money than New Mexico. New Mexico is like the poorest state.
Okay.
We have no red light cameras.
The two things have nothing to do with one another, Sarah. Well, Wisconsin has a lot of cheese. That doesn't have anything to do with the price of milk in China.
Let her finish. Go ahead, Sarah.
Okay, look it. Okay, they have better public safety, more companies, more decent people want to move there. We have number one in pedestrian fatalities. And do you know how many homicides we had this year? How about 75 in the state of New Mexico so far?
What does that have to do with red light cameras?
Let me ask you this, Sarah. So some things are going badly in New Mexico. All right, I'll take your word for it. I don't know. Why do you continue to live there? I picked up my life, and I moved for the Free State Project many years ago to hopefully work for more liberty for me and my fellow man.
I have been asking myself that recently. You know, it's we're number one in pedestrian bicycle hit and run and pedestrian fatalities, and I think we're going to murder another 50 more people by Christmas. You know, and I'm thinking, the more I thought about it, but the thing about it is that here's the thing: on my fixed income, it's very one of the reasons is cost of living. I have a nice apartment, and they have a lot of Section 8 apartments. You know, I could buy, for $30, I could, eat for, a whole week on that money.
How do you eat for $30?
Well, I mean, groceries. I mean, the pizza is only, $1.50 a piece. A sardine is, $1 a can. A spaghetti is, $1. It's very cost effective for fixed income.
Is that like a restaurant or is that a store bought?
She said groceries. So
okay, but I'm just trying to figure out spaghetti. They don't sell that. Is that dry pasta? That's a dollar.
Yes, Mark. You can buy dry pasta, and then when you put it in hot boiling water,
I know that
it cooks.
What I'm saying is that I don't understand whether she's talking about a can of spaghetti. The
no,
thing's
she's
called
talking,
spaghetti
she's talking about a box of
which.
Spaghetti noodles.
Okay. That's not a meal. You got to have some meat with it, right?
Well, the thing about it is
there are vegetarians that don't eat meat, so they just put some sauce on it.
You're presuming that those aren't alien visitors.
So, you know, the senior center here, you can get lunch for $2 here, and the kids all get to eat for free here. So they figured out we're not that poor as they thought they were. You know, because our money goes so much farther because the prices are so much cheaper.
There you go. That's a good reason. Just watch out when you're on the sidewalks, then. It's problem solved. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-453.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
It was being streamed live online when it happened. Someone opened fire at a video game tournament in Jacksonville, Florida. Reports are that 4 people, including the shooter, are dead and at least 9 are wounded. Jacksonville Sheriff Mike Williams isn't saying a lot, only that some people were killed and others injured.
We have no outstanding suspects.
The shots were heard during the live stream of the Madden 19 tournament. The video posted online appears to show a laser pointed at a gamer's chest just before the shot started. Williams is asking anyone with other video to come forward. The Los Angeles Times reports the suspect, who hasn't been publicly identified yet, was a gamer who was playing at the tournament and he lost. Sources say he killed himself. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-204-2650 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-204-2650. Again, 800-204-2650.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Live Sunday edition. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
Check out our AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com if you like liberty. Please support the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. What we do is we aim to do is we aim to put Free Talk Live on as many radio stations as possible around the United States. And in order to do that, well, it's all we got to do is make more calls. More calls mean more stations. And maybe it's a little bit of advertising. That doesn't hurt either.
There's definitely advertising and marketing that helps.
And also, we'd like to get more downloads, too. I mean, podcasts have become quite the big thing. Free Talk Live used to be the number one podcast in the country, as rated by Podcast Alley, many months in a row. And that's
for
something...
a specific category, or
no,
number
wasn't
one
then.
Overall?
No, this was back when, like, podcasting started.
Okay.
People started using the term podcast. So, anyway, please go to amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Doug calling in from Chicago. Doug, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah, pretty much I wanted to comment on the show, I believe, the other day where you were talking about the anthem or the pledge.
Yeah, the pledge. It was on Saturday night yesterday.
Yeah, man, you really riled up the sheep. They were really calling in, weren't they?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they talk about loyalty to a colored flag. And it meaning freedom and liberty. You know, they get all worked up about the pledge. They get all worked up about that dumb cloth. But then when you actually have liberty and freedom trampled, which can mean what, which can be what they tell people that, you know, the very definition of the flag and the pledge can be for
sure.
Loyalty, freedom, and liberty. You never hear anything. You know, I mean, we could be here all week talking about how we have freedom and liberty diminished every year. You know, Kelo v. New London. You were talking about the Filburn ruling, I believe, back in 1938, where the government gave more control over the economy. You know, your property bill that you have to pay, pretty much rent on your own property. The Patriot Act. You know, we could be here all week talking about how we've had individual freedom and liberty diminished by the government. Now, you never hear them get angry about that. You know, they are sheep. That can be what they are, the American people.
Do you think I should dangle out the promise that I will say the Pledge of Allegiance when the United States claws its way back up into the top five freest places in the world as rated by, I don't know, whatever organizations, the Heritage Institute, Cato, all these other places that do ratings? There's all kinds of ratings out there. The United States isn't in the top 10 of freest places in the world on any of them that I've seen in a long time.
Right. And you know what they'll tell you will be that, well, if you don't like it here, you should go to a different country. Really?
Yeah, they all
simultaneously complaining about people that don't like it where they're from trying to come here for more freedom.
Look, we are all here pretty much due to being born in the geographic location that we're in.
Yes.
I don't ever recall a time being born and me being given the option of which country I would like to go to. And every government, they all make it difficult to be able to leave. And
yes.
I'm not claiming that for the fact that I don't like America, oh, therefore I'm in favor of another government. I wouldn't want to live in Germany. I definitely would not want to live in the UK, you know. But we have a big problem here where we have freedom and liberty on the decline here. And
yeah.
If you tell people, you know, what do you have in common with even people in Keene, New Hampshire? Not very much. Let alone people from California. Well, if there should be one thing that culturally should be tying the country, it should be that individual freedom and liberty. And if we don't have that, then what do we have? Nothing.
Not much. I agree with everything you have to say. These, when folks get all whipped up about their favorite birds, their favorite flags, and their favorite songs, their favorite pieces of cloth, it's really confusing to me.
Right, and you know, this kind of goes back to the conversation we had at the beginning of the show about the false binary dichotomy that a lot of people buy into of when we say things could be better here, in a lot of people's minds that automatically to them thinks, oh, so you want to live in North Korea.
Right. And I made it very, very clear to these folks that, look, patriotism is a trick. The government goes about pilfering your pockets while you've got your hand over your heart and you're singing your lungs out for, this great song, right? And I understand. I have those feelings sometimes. I get where you're coming from. I understand what patriotism is. I'm not blind to this. But you got to look at the other side of it, and that is these people that call themselves the United States government are basically liars and thieves. These politicians, you'd agree these politicians are liars and thieves. And then you'll let your children go and work for them. In the form of the military, put their lives on the line in the bravest ways they possibly could, and then let the politicians walk back that blood and walk back that treasure that got all those things. It's disgusting, and it's done over again.
Have you ever looked at human behavior, not only Milgram, but where they take people, and they take, like, people from general public, and here you have the one individual in on it, and they put them all down at the table, and they'll go around the table, and they'll be like, you know, the individual in on it will be, or the individual not in on it will be like, you know, they'll go along with, okay, two and two should equal four, and then everybody
Oh, you're talking
the
about the
go, no.
The Ash conformity experiments.
Yeah, so
right.
What these are
and
is
people,
is
will,
that...
people will conform. They will conform no matter what. It can be like peer pressure. You know what I mean? And I know for me growing up, I had to get up for the pledge for the fact that if I didn't, well, you don't want to be like the lone guy. You know what I mean? You don't want to be, you want to fit in. And it really can be no different with being patriotic. You want to fit in. The problem with that can be that what do you have happen when you have the government incorrect and the people are following the wrong thing? You know what I mean?
Well, we know what happens. Thanks for the call, Doug. Appreciate it.
Right. It's one of those things to where people can't seem to separate the country from the government.
Yeah, they'll tell you they do. When I pledge to the flag, I pledge to dead soldiers from the past, the idea of freedom, the people around me, what this country means to me, or whatever. But in reality, what it means is it's an
indoctrination. Men and women in Washington, D.C. that are doing horrible things and stealing your money.
Well, I mean, you got to follow the money when it comes to the pledge. It's really clear. You're not saying, as a 47-year-old man, they don't care if I say the pledge or not. I know, because I don't say it, and they don't do anything to me.
Right.
What they want to do is they want to make sure that the pledge is included in the government school system. That way, they have a pipeline of people that they can fill their military with, and not because the people will work for you in your military. But if you get them patriotic, they'll work for less. In many cases, privates in the military, people who sign up, are working less than minimum wage.
That's only if you consider that they're working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Okay, well, I've heard that. I don't know. I don't get the paycheck.
I've actually run the number, and you can look online to see what the starting rates are for various things. And, yeah, what they do is, well, they've got to be available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Yeah, but so does an EMT, but you don't consider the time that they're at home, they're working, they're on call, and they get an on-call rate.
All right. I stand corrected. I don't know this. I've just heard that that number out there. But either way, you're asking these young men and women to put their lives in their lines, to catch bullets in foreign countries for the whims of liars and thieves, and then
sending them overseas.
And then having those liars and thieves walk back, give away everything, every hill, every square inch that those people fought and died for, gone. How many people died in Afghanistan? What's the United States presence there now? The Taliban just took over another town.
Right.
I can't tell you what to do with your children because your children are also free, but this is unjust. Come on. I mean, seriously, why would you want to give anything to these people? They're liars. You know they are. You know that politician is synonymous with a liar and a thief. The last thing you would want to do is wear their uniform and go out and do their bidding when you know what they value, U.S. You're a piece of meat.
They don't value you.
Right.
Not at all. And I just want to keep stressing, don't buy into this whole false dichotomy thing. If I go to a restaurant and I order a steak and I want the steak cooked medium and they send it out well done and I say, you burnt my steak, the response isn't, well, just eat a salad. No, just fix the steak.
855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live. That's 855-450-3733.
Fix your damn country and don't tell me to go to Somalia.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of LicoChops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved LicoChops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. Save. ATPurse.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, it's the final segment. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
You're welcome to call in and talk about anything you want. It has been across the board this evening, and, you know, anything from the right to travel, the end times, and now, you know, patriotism and conversation we had last night. I just want to make it clear, it's not like basically, you were talking about this dichotomy thing, Daryl, where it's one thing or the other. And if you don't give lip service to, you know, whatever, to the United States government and say, hey, I love it here, we love it or leave it.
I think this is the greatest thing ever in the history of ever.
Then you hate it.
And not only do you hate it, but you should move to the least free place as determined by me.
Yeah. And I would like to think about this in a different way. Patrick Byrne, who is the CEO of Overstock.com, described it this way, and I think that this is the really the best way to describe it. The government is a service organization. It's a monopoly service organization, but nonetheless, it claims to be a service organization. There's all kinds of varieties of services they claim to provide.
Yes. Services that you might not want.
Right. You don't get mad because somebody doesn't use your plumber. You don't get mad because somebody doesn't use your auto mechanic. But you're darn mad if somebody doesn't give proper obeisance to the monopoly security company that runs your nation. Right? Like, that's what's going on here. For me, the United States government is a security organization and, you know, other services, and they're bad at it. Okay, attacks go on in this country all the time, and it's everybody's fault but the government. The government's been here the whole time for 230 years, and the attacks continue to go on. They claim to provide you with freedom and with protection, and they do neither.
The one thing that they are really good at is throwing people in jail, and they're not even good at making sure the right person.
Right, they're good at turning
convicted
people against each other, like. Look, I don't know if it's the government or the political parties and what the difference is between those organizations. Best I can tell, the government are the Republicans and the Democrats.
Yeah, pretty much.
And those people make it their living to make you hate somebody on the other side. And as long as they can keep those numbers relatively even, they win. 855-450-3733. Let's go to Matt calling in from Louisiana. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, well, I mean, those things could be possible at the same time. A Jehovah's Witness can't stand for the pledge. It's against their religion.
They can, but yeah.
but they can be patriotic. So,
really? No, I think that they... So I don't know what they mean by patriotic. Well, tell me what patriotic means and use a definition.
I do think that they love the land and the people of the land. I'm not sure. I'm not deep into their theology about how they feel about the government.
So let me ask you this. Not to say that what you're saying is wrong, but as a good Christian person who believes the Bible, should you love somebody who's in Iowa more than you love somebody who's in, Stalingrad. Stalingrad is the word I was looking for. Leningrad. Someplace in Russia.
I like the people of Russia. I like the people of Iowa more. I like the people of Louisiana still more. Still, I like my family and love my family above all those people.
So there's people all over the United States and all over the world that I think are great, and there's some douches in Keene, New Hampshire. I just don't, you know, I mean...
All right, so here's a question. Louisiana isn't... It's not exactly, you know, like right next door to Mexico, but it's a lot closer to parts of Mexico than Louisiana is to New Hampshire. Do you have a more fond, are you more fond of the people in parts of Mexico that are closer to you than you are to people in the U.S. that are further away?
I tend to favor, in my opinion, the people of my own country more than people of another country. This does not mean I dislike them. They can be some very wonderful people. But actually what I called about was Sarah from New Mexico.
Okay.
And
you love her because she's in the United States, right?
Right, and actually because she's also a frequent caller for Freak Talk Live. And for some reason, I always smile when I hear her. because she's like everybody's favorite cranky aunt. But she was talking about red light cameras and the lack of revenue for the government, and I would posit to her, if she checks out ALEC and freedom in the 50 states, she's probably going to find more of the problems that New Mexico exists there than they do with red light cameras. I mean, they have speed cameras in New Orleans that do an excellent job of catching parked cars as speed.
They also have those speed cameras in New Mexico, and she's called in to talk about how wonderful those are.
Yeah, I've heard these speed cameras. I often hear fewer complaints about speed cameras than I do about red light cameras. Best I can tell, red light cameras are, in fact, deadly because of the way that humans react to them.
Yes.
As opposed to speed cameras, which are annoying because speed limits are set artificially low as a revenue-generating system.
Well, I think, a little more effective if they didn't catch cars going 0 miles per hour.
Oh, sure. Obviously, there's some kind of technological issue there,
Right. Or the people who calibrate the cameras are just stupid.
Right.
Yeah, and my whole point with, why I don't like any of these things is supposedly in the justice system that we have, and I say supposedly because, the justice system doesn't really work the way it's supposed to, but supposedly you have a right to face your accuser. When the accuser is some computer that spits out a ticket because something got triggered somewhere, how do I call the computer to the stand to testify against me?
I'd roll it right up there, and you can ask any questions you'd like to.
Well,
see, that's the thing.
It's like a ride on Star Trek.
In the modern world, we have to be able to, we use computers for things, and if one of those things is checking the speed of people going by, then that's one thing. Look, I think that people should be able to point out sometimes these cameras are wrong, and I don't really think I was going that fast. Then the judge
or
is stuck
prove
saying
that I was the person in the driver's seat of the car. All you've got is a picture of the ass end.
Sometimes they take pictures of the front end too. I don't know if they got that. Is that sufficient for you? I don't know. I mean, when you get your license in your car, don't you basically what the town of Keene, New Hampshire, will say is if you parked in the wrong spot. Anybody gets to they give you a ticket. They give a ticket to the license plate holder, and that plate holder can figure it out from
right.
there.
But Mark, if I'm driving your car,
yep.
when you're down in Florida,
yep.
and you've said, Daryl, you can drive my car. If yep. I'm driving the car and I get pulled over by a police officer, I get the ticket, not Mark Edge.
Correct.
But if I'm driving your car and I go by one of these little flashy camera things, Mark gets the ticket, not Daryl.
And then I can testify in court, I didn't do this. And then they're
and
ask
they
me,
will say,
who did it?
What's your physical evidence that you have that says that you didn't do it? All we have is a picture of the ass end of the car. Is this not your car? Your car was speeding. Guilty.
Here's a receipt from Denny's in DeLand, Florida, on the very same day that this occurred. There's my evidence.
Are you alleging that the car was stolen? You didn't call to report it stolen.
I didn't claim that the car was stolen. You just asked me what my evidence was. I wasn't driving it. So there you go. Matthew, go on.
Obviously, Mark, all it really proves is that you have the amazing ability to be in two places at one time.
Yeah.
Exactly. Guilty.
Well, the thing is I'd probably get off, but I'd still get robbed for my day by having to go to some court hearing, God knows where.
Yeah.
But of course, Daryl did bring up the point about facing the accused and the accuser. And the challenge I have with that is that I'm a big fan of DNA evidence. But on the other hand, if that's what's being used to accuse me, and let's say I didn't do it, how do I call up Watson and Crick?
Yeah, I don't know. Makes it that much more difficult. This is, facing your accuser is a great thing, but let's not forget that the court system evolved over 1,000 years, and the vast majority of it, we didn't have computers or DNA evidence. So, Matthew, thank you for the call. Well, there it is. Another Free Talk Live in the can. It's been Mark with you.
And Daryl. And I don't think that DNA has ever actually written a ticket for anybody. That's just a piece of evidence.
It's a piece of evidence, yeah. Ultimately, so is the reading on the gizmo that spits out the readings.
Right? No, that's a claim that something happened.
All right. Free Talk Live. FreeTalkLive.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HB Extract. Or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.